in the morning.
So 7:45 is where we're at this morning, and of course we move along now to our next feature. Now, closing arguments in the Tafelberg school case was heard in the Western Cape High Court on a Friday after being debated the entire week. If you'd recall, now the City of Cape Town, the Western Cape government and the Phyllis Joel Jewish Day School are arguing in favour of the school being sold. Housing Social Movement, Reclaim the City and Indifune Kwazi Law Centre have basically argued that it should be used for social housing. Now, the National Minister of Human Settlements is opposing the provincial government decision to sell the property without adequate consultation from national government. And Ndifuna Kwazi Executive Director Mandisa Shadu joins us again this morning to give us an overview of the week's proceedings. Also, kindly note, we did invite the provincial government to join the interview this morning. However, they declined due to the case being ongoing. So, Mandisa, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. Now, you know, one of the interesting things that had come about last week was with regards to Judge Patrick Gamble mentioning in court that government had not developed any social housing in the inner city. Perhaps some clarity on that point.
Yes, that was made after we made submissions that in the post-democratic era, so for the past 25 years, housing that's been built by the city hasn't been done in central Cape Town. And that's important for us in the urban context where we understand, or we basically are submitting that the location of land is important for redress. And so Judge Gamble's comment came following those submissions. Interestingly, although they may have challenged the definition of central Cape Town, both the city and the province conceded and agreed that they hadn't built to date an affordable housing unit in well-located area, central Cape Town.
Now, of course, we also understand that the discussion shifted to whether the Tafelberg site should have been included in Cape Town's restructuring zone. What exactly was the argument there?
So the question about the restructuring zone is something that comes up in the context of the Social Housing Act, which basically states that for social housing to be built, important factors must be considered, being that it must be built in areas that would promote racial, economic, and spatial integration. Now, the provisional declaration, a designation of restructuring zone, states that in Cape Town, the area would be the CBD and surrounding areas. And then it goes on to list, for example, Woodstock, Saltram, and Observatory. It doesn't explicitly state C Point. However, we, together with other parties, including the city, have argued that reasonably, sensibly, C Point ought to be included as a place that would definitely promote racial, economic, and spatial inclusion.
Now, of course, I know that or understand, you know, the National Department of Human Settlements has launched a separate case against the province for not consulting the National Minister prior to making the decision to sell the Tafelberg site. You know, is the National Department supporting Ndifuna?
Yes. At the crux of their submissions is that had there been consultation, they might have arrived at a different result, including that they would have made submissions around the feasibility and need for the parcel of land to be used for affordable housing.
And of course, you know, what were the closing arguments made by your attorneys?
So our closing arguments were made on Friday, as you mentioned. At the heart of it was basically to say that in the context of everything, all the evidence that was submitted before the court around the increasing spatial inequality, that the sale of the Tafelberg property for short-term capital injection towards building offices for the education department was blindingly short-sighted because we've demonstrated that there was need, it was feasible, and in the long term there'd be a lot more other return. So understanding that land has more than market value, it has social value, and in the long term, if we're to take seriously the goal of transformation, access to well-located land is going to be important to do so. And so this argument around really there's a need to act now, and we can't defer and delay. And so Tafelberg would be a critical step towards really using land to transform the city and make the city more accessible.
Mandisa, again, you know, why do you think this case has huge ramifications for land and housing in Cape Town?
Beyond what I've just mentioned now about what we, if we were to look at the future of a different Cape Town, what we're really testing is the state's obligations here. We are testing their obligation to make land, to use land for affordable housing as a means of spatial redress. To date, we've understood, and others have understood, that the state's delivery of housing is based on the quantity and number of housing, particularly on the outskirts of the city. But there's another side of the coin which actually really questions the need to redress and the need to use well-located land to do so. And so if we're to understand the housing obligation linked to the obligation or right, rather, to access land, we'll really be interrogating for the first time what these two things mean together. And so housing and land and the location thereof are components of the very important right that's entrenched in the Constitution and that really make implications for addressing the entrenched spatial inequality. Inequality in our city.
Sure. Now, you know, going forward, you know, what exactly will be happening now, Mandisa, in terms of when will the judgment be handed down?
At the closing of the court proceedings, the judge advised that given the nature of this case, the important issues that were raised, and really just the lengthy papers, there's almost there's over 6,000 papers that were filed, that it will take time for them to consider. And so we anticipate that judgment will be handed down in about May or June next year.
All right. Well, Mandisa Shadu, we thank you for your time this morning, as well as the feedback. We do appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, bye. And that was Mandisa Shadu speaking to us, Ndifuna Nkwazi's executive director there.